As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey, iHeart, and TuneIn apps. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah! Let's get it, New York! The Yankees win! The Yankees win! Win of the year, a comeback victory, a walk-off victory, the fourth victory in a row. That's a win streak. A no-no was going. I was in my crib like, no, no, no. Brian, woo, 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 woo. Woo! Well, sorry, Brian, woo and the woo crew. Had to do it to him, man. They're saying the Yankees are back. I needed that. You needed that. We needed that. Let's live in it. Let's talk about it. I mean, that was a Yankee classic. Shout out to Aaron Boone. I know we're not allowed to say that because half of y'all wanted to fire Aaron Boone, but I got to give credit off the rip to Aaron Boone. When the lineup came out, we were going off the last two nights with the same lineup where people immediately were doing what they... I was in a Yankees Twitter community weeks ago where someone said, hey, I'm new to the community. Do you guys criticize the lineup when it comes out every day? Yes. Yes. Yes, that's what they do here. That's what they do here. Oh, it's Stroman versus Brian Wu. It's a punt lineup. They're punting the game. They already took the series. No, 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 no. Last night I said, sweep them so I know it's real. Sweep them so I know it's real. Sweep a good team with some all-stars in your building and restore the feeling. And when I say restore the feeling, I had someone in the chat say that felt like the old times. That felt like 2019. Someone said that felt like the old stadium. Well, yeah, in the old stadium, it was like The Yankees are never out of it in that building. And even in this new stadium. In our building, we should never be out of it. 27 outs, never say die. Like you got to beat us down to our very last strike. And they did it tonight, man. And there's just so many little things in this game. I tip my cap to the M's. They thought they had it. They thought they had it. And they showed up. You know, they hit home runs. And Brian Wu, let's talk about Brian Wu for a second. When we talk about the lineup, you know, my first reaction to the lineup was like, whatever, you know, you're giving Judge a half day, whatever. You know, you're getting some other guys in there. But most people were saying, okay, when you look at this lineup, they are stacking lefties in the middle of the order against Brian Wu. So I guess you can also tip your cap to the scouting department, the folks upstairs, and Aaron Boone, who writes out the lineup and also made some great decisions in the game. Dominguez, he's your leadoff hitter. Embrace the Martian. He's there. That's his spot. Trent Grisham comes back into the lineup, and we'll talk about Grish tonight. I know I've been on the trade him train. But, I mean, when you see a team like this tonight where you have guys that can pinch hit off the bench, like, I don't know, it makes you start thinking, like, hey, we need bodies. We need all these guys to compete. But anyway, you know, Judgey batting third. I know a lot of you want to see him batting second and whatever. Bellinger, Jazz. Shout out to Jazz breaking up the no-no. And Jazz is going to be in the home run derby, 888-808-1019. I know somebody's going to call and say, hey, Keith, I don't know about this. Isn't his shoulder hurt? What about his oblique? I don't want this guy to go to the derby and ruin his swing. He'll be fine. Fingers crossed for that. And it gives us somebody to root for. It's not like every year there's someone in there. It's really not, really. Hasn't been since Judge. Anyway, Rice in there getting some work back at first base. Austin Wells, I can't say enough about Austin Wells. How impressed with Austin Wells I've been. This guy had the issue with the, you know, fingers, the circulatory issue with his fingers and not being in the lineup a little bit last week. And if you watch the game, this guy gets beat up behind the plate every day. He's tough as nails. You got to damn near be a football player to be a catcher. And the at-bat that he had at the end of the game, that take that he had on the changeup, low in the zone, I don't know what happened. Actually, I do know what happened. They lost a bunch of games. We all freaked out. Like I said, most of you wanted to fire Aaron Boone. You guys were picking out different whipping boys. And the Yankees decided Sunday, okay, we got that win. Enough is enough this week. DJ, I'm sorry. I actually thought about DJ tonight when I was watching Judge get the, you know, Gatorade or the water thrown on him. I'm like, you know, I've seen DJ in that position. And I did think about DJ. Shout out to DJ LeMahieu, man. I'm sure he was somewhere watching, and I hope that he's got a feeling of, like, let's go Yanks. Go team, go. Because that was the catalyst this week. You send him packing, and it's not something anyone should be celebrating. We're not celebrating the end of his Yankee time and career, but it changed things. Shake the room, right? Somebody just got sent away. Brian Cashman popped out to speak to the media. That changes the tenor in the clubhouse. It heightens everyone's senses. It's a reset button. Hello, wake up. This is a homestand before the All-Star break. Do not limp into the All-Star break. Do not be 1 foot into the All-Star break. These fans are showing up to the ballpark to see you win. And man, shout out to you if you went to the game. Shame on you if you left that game. Shame on you if you left that game saying they're going to get shut out. They don't have a chance. Yep. Back to the scoreless innings. Like, one, if you left the game with the guy pitching a no-no, who does that anyway? If you left the game, it's not a school night to beat traffic. I don't know. Maybe you got work. If you went to that, like, that's the game of the year. I know there's some people that left because you can see the TV seats, legends, and some of those seats emptied. You got to be kicking yourself right now for leaving that game. That is the best game of the year. I cannot wait to go to the stadium tomorrow. It's going to be turned up. I always tell you, Friday in the Boogie Down Bronx, that's my favorite night to go. 41,241. We're in there tonight. Yeah, we're going to be upwards to 44 plus tomorrow. So, yeah, let's talk about it. I mean, I don't want to dwell on any negative stuff from the no-hit portion of the game. I don't want to dwell on any errors or misplayed balls or throws. I know somebody's going to call and mention it anyway. What I really just want to focus on is the fight. What I really want to focus on is the never say die 27 outs mentality and how fun it is, right? Last week sucked. Like, I was dragging my ass here to do the shows after losing four games in a row to the Toronto Blue Jays. I could not wait to come in here tonight. I could not wait to start this show tonight because the vibes are back and it feels like the Yankees are back, but they never left. It's the same guys. And
as a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You get to see guys like Yorbit Vivas get in there. And then a pinch hit for Giancarlo Stanton, who is not a good pinch hitter. But that's why I started off. Can we give Boone some credit? I saw Eric Boland wrote that Stanton was 5-for-48. Without a homer before that moment. And so I guess the Yankees analytics and numbers said, we got to get to 50 before we stop doing this. It worked. It worked. I know there's some of you that were ready to fire Boone again for putting in Clayton Beter. What I'll say to that is like, hey, Clayton Beater's got to take his lumps. He's also got to get his work. He's also got to help this bullpen. The Cubs are coming to town. They're a pretty good team. They've got some pitching. They've got some guys in their bullpen like, you know, Marcus Stroman. I can't be mad at Stroh. 5 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs. And like I said, I'm not going to dwell on the defense behind him. I mean, he did enough. He did enough. This is a guy that most of us thought was going to be traded in the offseason. This is a guy that was hurt and, like, you know, he looked like he tweaked something today, but he gutted it out to get through 5 innings. And shout out to JT Brubaker, Ian Hamilton, and Devin Williams. Don't you love to see where we've gotten with Devin Williams? Where he's calling his own games. He's confident. He's elite. He's looking the part. And then when Jazz makes that play, and DJ's not making that play. Sorry, DJ. But you know what I'm saying? That play, you know, Jazz makes that play to get that out. And then they show Devin Williams and he's like, LFG, he's pumped up. Like, we've seen the range of non-emotion from this guy, the frustration. Even as I go to the box score, the, like, cover photo is Devin Williams kind of clapping, coming off the field, knowing, like, hey, I did my job, right? Strikes out Randy Arozarena on 3 pitches, gets Polanco to ground out, Luke Raley to ground. Like, man, there were so many little moments that felt like a movie. So many little things. And in that 10th inning, Peraza, you got to be able to get a bunt down, homie. I'm not going to dwell on the negative, but, bro, I was losing it when Peraza. I'm like, bro, you take the fastball, and then you pop up. I'm like, this guy. It's small fries. Small fries. But then a pinch hit, and they're going to walk Goldie. Pinch hit for Dominguez. They walk Goldie. Trent Grisham works a walk, and there's people talking about signs and, you know, knowing what was coming, whatever, whatever. Man, between the 9th and the 10th, there were so many little things. Judge, Captain Clutch, right? They say Judge is not clutch. He is, and now there's numbers out there to back it up. There's enough numbers out there to back it up. Katie Sharp was posting about Judge. Aaron Judge has 7 walk-off plate appearances since 2021. Tied for the most in MLB in that span, and he's come through. And the Yankees, come through with a win there. And they also are mentioning May 7th. I was at that game where the Yankees were no-hit through six by Dylan Cease. And they won that game. So there's some fight in this team. You know, they also had, you know, the J.C. Ascara walk-off, the Jason Dominguez walk-off. Those are little championship DVD moments that we talk about, right? As you go through the season's peaks and valleys and the roller coaster of the season, man, this team has more good than bad. We hope that most of the bad is behind us. And we also hope that at this trade deadline, Brian Cashman said they're going to go to town. Yeah, well, hopefully somebody helps and sends some guys this way. And the Yankees can really fortify this roster, maybe get a starter, a couple relief pitchers, a third baseman, and then anybody's game after that. You know, this team is expected to get back to the World Series, and anything can happen there. So 888-808-1019. I'll go through my notes and bring in a bunch of different stats and things. I just did all that pretty much off the cuff. Just enjoying it. You know, you're hard on the Yankees because you love them. I know I am, because I love them, and I know that they're supposed to be the New York Yankees. And you say things that you say because you care about them. It's like a family member you care about. It's somebody you don't care about. You don't have emotion around them. You don't have things to say. But they can make you feel things. The game of baseball can make you feel things like that did tonight. So let's live in it tonight.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.